Interpretation. Life is battle and struggle. You will constantly find yourself facing bad situations, destructive relationships, dangerous engagements. How you confront these difficulties will determine your fate. As Xenophon said, your obstacles are not rivers or mountains or other people. Your obstacle is yourself. If you feel lost and confused, if you lose your sense of direction, if you cannot tell the difference between friend and foe, you have only yourself to blame. Think of yourself as always about to go into battle. Everything depends on your frame of mind and on how you look at the world. A shift of perspective can transform you from a passive and confused mercenary into a motivated and creative fighter. Focus on an enemy. It can be someone who blocks your path or sabotages you, whether subtly or obviously. It can be someone who has hurt you or someone who has fought you unfairly. It can be a value or an idea that you loathe and that you see in an individual or group. It can be an abstraction, stupidity, smugness, vulgar materialism. Do not listen to people who say that the distinction between friend and enemy is primitive and passé. They are just disguising their fear of conflict behind a front of false warmth. They are trying to push you off course, to infect you with the vagueness that inflicts them. Once you feel clear and motivated, you will have space for true friendship and true compromise. Your enemy is the polar star that guides you. Given that direction, you can enter battle. Keys to warfare. We live in an era in which people are seldom directly hostile. The rules of engagement, social, political, military, have changed, and so must your notion of the enemy. An upfront enemy is rare now, and is actually a blessing. People hardly ever attack you openly anymore, showing their intentions, their desire to destroy you. Instead, they are political and indirect. Although the world is more competitive than ever, outward aggression is discouraged, so people have learned to go underground, to attack unpredictably and craftily. Many use friendship as a way to mask aggressive desires. They come close to you to do more harm. A friend knows best how to hurt you. Or, without actually being friends, they offer assistance and alliance. They may seem supportive, but in the end, they're advancing their own interests at your expense. Then there are those who master moral warfare, playing the victim, making you feel guilty for something unspecified you've done. The battlefield is full of these warriors, slippery, evasive, and clever.